Welcome to Sharing My Truth with Mel and Susie, the uncensored version, where we bear it all.
We do.
Hello, hello, babes, babes, babes. How are you? We are back at Sharing My Truth Pod, and you're here with Mel and Susie. And we're so excited to be here. And here's a quick little friendly reminder to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast because we love you and we appreciate all the support so far. And we're just, we just love this little community we've built with all you crazy little people who just want to share your truths with us. You can go to our website at sharemytruth.com and you can look at us on Instagram at sharemytruthpod. Send us a DM. Send us your truth. We want to know. Hey, babes.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Oh, it's kind of fun to be here right now. It's getting a little warmer weather in. It's getting a little sexy.
Well, really?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, you feel it in the air. It's a little bit of a, I don't know.
Feral.
Yeah, you can feel it.
People are sniffing each other.
Yes. It's like, you know, the spring lambs are coming in soon.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because people are very like hibernate-y, especially in Canada or in like the parts of the States where it snows and stuff.
Yeah.
People get really hibernate, which I find really odd. Because I don't think, like in the UK, we're not really like that because the weather's always shit, so we don't hibernate. So
the weather's always shit.
Yeah, it's always shit. So, but it has been quite nice here, to be fair. We've had a pretty easy winter.
No, we have. It's actually been amazing. Like, we're in the pluses.
I know.
And it's amazing.
It's
and
ridiculous.
I just want to, like, take my top off, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Celebrate.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
And I was watching this week because it was actually colder this week, but I was in... I just stayed in and watched Love is Blind. Have you seen it?
I haven't. I've heard a lot about it, obviously.
Okay, so it's for a quick recap on, because obviously you don't watch it because you're smart and you have a life. So Love is Blind is when, you know, the women and men, they don't look at each other. They don't see each other. They like literally talk through a wall.
The whole time.
The entire time that they're dating, it's called. So they are dating all these fucking people trying to figure out who they like. And then you're talking through a wall.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to like get to that point where the man is going to propose to someone he's never seen.
That's
because
mental.
You guys fall in love. Well, literally within a week. It's the most like unrealistic fucking thing you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
And this dating is so cringy and it's so awful. And these people are so desperate. You know, like the desperation of a lot of these people, not all of them, some of them are seem kind of normal, but some of them I'm just like, oh my God, like
you're who's really more desperate, the women or the men?
It's weird. The women are definitely more desperate. And a lot of the time the women are actually older than the men. So it's weird. It's like the men are like, I'm ready to find love. And then, yeah, it's so ridiculous. So then they get engaged in the pods, let's say.
Right.
It's called the pods because you're in this little enclosed area. And then you go out and you go on this like weird little honeymoon that they put up for you. Mm-hmm. See if you can kind of survive that with each other. By
and
like
you see
now,
each other.
Now you see each other and like you possibly have sex and things like that, which is like kind of ridiculous. And then you go out and then they put you up and like you live together for however many weeks. And then if you survive that, then you actually get married, whether you say yes or no at the end of the aisle or not.
But what happens if, like, you really got along, and then you see each other and you're like, ugh.
Well, that's possible. None of these, I've never seen a super ugly person on the show.
Well, probably not.
Obviously not, I don't think. But, like, it is very possible that you're not going to be attracted to this person at the end of the day. And I don't believe that love is blind at the end of the day. I need to be, like, you need to be with someone who makes your knickers wet, if you will.
Very good.
Thank you.
Wow. Susie. Well, I haven't seen it. I have seen clips of it on social and stuff.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's obsessed with it. Love can be blind, but not to the physicality, to the red flags that you do in your personality.
Yeah.
So it's like they got it the wrong way around.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's really crazy. And so like you just watch these it's typically like the men, when they finally see each other, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the men who kind of gets uninterested, like right away you can see it in their faces. They're like, I don't fucking want to fucking date this girl anymore.
Because of the way she looks.
Or she's just kind of a little crazier than he kind of suspected. Mm. But also the men are so immature and they're so annoying. And there's some of them are on this season where there's a guy who literally was like so concerned because the girl that he like is like ending up with, she isn't on birth control. And he was like, well, how are we going to have sex? And everyone else is like, have you heard of a condom? Like, what is going on? Like,
wow. It's very selfish in a way. Like almost.
Oh, my God. It's
going
crazy.
Backwards. I mean, it's odd. Like, why? I mean, obviously, I guess most of these people are wannabe influencers or personalities or whatever it is. But why in God's name you want to meet somebody like that?
I don't know. And then the girls are like, well, I've always like, if men just look at me and then they want me. They don't really want to get to know me. Or like the guys are like, you know, like they're jacked or they're kind of dumb. And they're like, yeah, girls never really wanted to get to know my personality. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Anyways, I'm obsessed with the season because there's so much drama. And apparently so many of the guys who are like some of the main guys now, this is like kind of a side note, a lot of the main guys are like, it's been like coming out that a lot of them like just had previous girlfriends like 2 months before they went on the show. So like, are they really like looking to get in a relationship? Right. One of the guys had a fucking girlfriend and he was like talking to her. While he was on the show, being like, I'm obviously like not going to say yes at the altar, but like, I'll just like, it's just like, obviously this is going to happen. It's a reality show. But the fact that people are going on this with intentions to actually get married at the end, that's what.
They're mad.
That's what's crazy to me.
Do they actually get, have any of them actually got married?
Yeah, some of them, a lot, like, there's always like at least like one or two that actually say yes. And they're still together.
Wow.
And like, but it's crazy to me. I would never be able to do that. But those are just like one, like they've actually were like a match anyways. They would have probably.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're not like, none of them are ugly.
Well, no, because doesn't make for good TV. Well, actually, it probably would make for good TV.
That would make for good TV. Yeah. I would love to see like so many of them, like some of them be ugly and some of them not be. Oh my God, it'd be so funny to me.
Yeah.
That's real TV right there.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like my tasse to tay, Susie.
I really want you to watch it.
I might give it a see if I can manage
to
watch it.
It's so bad.
It sounds horrendous.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It sounds horrendous because, I mean, you know, finding somebody that you want to marry is very hard.
Yeah.
And then actually staying married, it's like, you know, why you'd want to do it that way. But maybe, you know, it is hard. So maybe I don't know. They've tried everything else. I doubt they have because they're probably quite. How young are they? In their 30s?
Some of the guys are like 24.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Right? Yeah. Like, you've barely dated anyone. Yeah. Like, are you insane?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Some of the girls are like, you know, 30-ish and then they're dating that younger guy and then they're like, age doesn't matter. But I'm like, obviously it does because you're going to want to have kids right away.
Right. Exactly.
And they might not because they're 24 years old.
But it seems interesting. It sort of leads into our subject, doesn't it? That there seems to be almost this overcomplication in, I guess those, are they, no, they'd be Gen Z, aren't they? They're on the show, Gen Z?
It's like Gen Z millennials,
young millennials. That like overcomplication of this thing called dating. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's not rocket science.
Yes.
You meet somebody in a myriad of different places. You like them, you don't like them. You stay with them, you don't. You get married, you don't. It's not complicated. I mean, I know it's not easy to meet people. And I think compared to when I was young.
Yeah.
People are at home more.
Yes.
They don't go out as much. I mean, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. Like when I, basically from the age of 14 to the age of 24.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a single Friday or Saturday night that I was in. I was out partying. I was like with my friends.
Yeah, you're party girl.
Yeah. But we didn't have Netflix. We couldn't do Netflix and chill.
Yeah, or like Instagram kind of and scrolling your life away.
Yeah, you can do any of that. So you had to be out. Otherwise, what were we going to do? Stare at the wall? And there was nothing on TV. I mean, in England, we only had four channels. What was I going to do? You know. But I think it's not just like shows like that. There's this other thing that we've been seeing a lot. Like things like this. Like this influencer trend. Is it a trend called trad wife? I think there's trad wife and trad girlfriend.
so weird.
And it's become this huge influencer thing on Instagram and TikTok and whatever platform.
Well, because they're not doing anything else. They're cleaning. Right. They're cooking these ridiculously good, like amazing what it looks like meals. Yeah. And they get to just film it and they're making money off of this.
Well, yeah. So there's that. But I mean, so the thing is, like, what's the difference between a trad wife and a stay-at-home mum?
And just a regular housewife?
Yeah, and I think the trad wife, one thing, apparently, according to what I read, doesn't have to have children.
Okay.
So she could actually just be a wife. But I think there's another level of weirdness, because all power to you. Mm-hmm. If you're with somebody, and let's assume you're in a situation where you've got children, and you've made an agreement as a couple, you're going to stay at home, because looking after kids is if you do it, mm-hmm. I hate to say the word properly because people will come after me, but you know, you make your kids lunch, you take them to school, you pick them up, you take them to practice. It's a lot, right? You don't farm out any activity. You don't have any kind of help. It's a lot. And the husband's makes enough money, which is very unusual in this day and age, that a man can make enough money to support you to live in a decent
house.
Unless
you live in one of these like smaller communities where maybe you don't need that much money. Right.
But it's, in Canada or in the UK, it's pretty unusual. And if you're lucky enough to be in that situation and you have the presence of mind that you're like, I'm happy with this and fuck what everyone else says, because people are so fucking judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, because if you have, you know, 2, 3, 4 kids, it's a lot to be working as well and looking after those kids all the time. I don't care what, I've always worked, but it's a huge thing. Mm. And it's very, very difficult. Like there's a point where something has to give. I mean, let's be realistic. If you have a full-time job, corporate job, where you're working, you know, and you've got a high-powered position, you're working from, let's say, 8 till 8. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that's got to give is the time with your kids. There's something that has to give. And if you're a stay-at-home mum, you're giving up your career because you're spending and that's the point of feminism, is you're making that choice. Mm-hmm. But the trad wife thing seems to have gone like an extra thing. Like they're going back in time. Like it's almost like I see all these images of these women. It's a bit weird to me, dressed in 1950s sort of pinnies and dresses. And then there's a lot of stuff like, there's this girl is really well known on TikTok. I can't think what her name is. She married somebody famous. But like her kids will say, I'd like grilled cheese for lunch. And like normal person would get 2 pieces of bread. They're thankful the kid is eating anything. They get the 2 pieces, shove the cheese in. The kid's going to go to the veggies. You try and put a few carrots on the side. You try for an apple or something. You try for something.
Yeah.
But you're not going to spend more than 20 minutes doing that.
Yeah.
These women are like, oh, sure, honey. And then they get out and then they're making the bread. They're practically making. This one woman made the fucking cheese. I mean, what is your problem?
I've seen
that. Yeah. And then, I mean, other than the fact the child starved to death by the time you've done that, that's like 5 hours. And what's the point? This is a 4-year-old. They're not going to care. They just, and they're actually, therefore, they want the Wonder Bread. You'll have made some beautiful, delicious sourdough and they'll be like,
I would eat it.
Shoving it around the plate.
It's like, when can I get adopted from these little families?
Exactly.
Like, feed me. I'm hungry. I'll eat it.
They're like, and they're showing this image of like, and then they look, there's another woman I've seen who lives on a farm or something, and she gets up every morning. She's got these 2 little children and apparently no help, and she does her rollers every day. So she's got this amazing hair, and she's in this sort of bosomed kind of dresses, very, not necessarily 50s, but very feminine. She homeschools them, cooks from scratch every day, and you're like, mate, you're lucky if you've had a shower. If you've got no help and you've got 2 little children, even if you are at home, you're lucky if you can make a sandwich. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Right. It's not real.
So you're saying it's unrealistic what's
Completely.
Going on.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not in any way criticizing women who decide for the entirety of their child, you know, when they have children to stay at home, or decide for a period of time. Like a lot of my friends have done like bits of time when they've stayed at home. Not at all. That is your choice. And people get in your face about it and they shouldn't. And if you are, as I said, lucky enough to have a man who makes a good living, who is a good, who's willing to support you and not like make you feel inferior because you're staying at home. Like you basically both have a role, but you both have jobs. It's just one makes money and the other doesn't, mm-hmm. essentially. Then all power to you. Mm-hmm. And I have friends who have done that because they've got 3 and 4 kids. And it's worked very well. And they have amazing children because they've been there the whole time. And that's their choice, mm-hmm. right? But to do the like almost 1950s.
Yeah, they're like kind of making thing. It into like some fetished yes. thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And like I've seen it on Instagram. And, you know, I don't follow any of these women. And again, I like exactly like you're saying, like feminism is about doing whatever the fuck you want as a woman,
what's whether right
that's
why
you want to stay home or go to work. It should be either or when it comes to feminism. That's just how it is. Yeah. But I've seen them on Instagram and it's all about having the smile on your face,
right.
making this meal. You have your children and you're wearing this very feminine thing. And it's like, it's just, there is something a little bit creepy about it.
100%. That's the word, creepy.
And,
yeah.
And this is why I'm like, I want to push that idea forward. It's like feminism, you can do whatever you want. Mm. But there is this fetishized thing where it's like, wait, like, of course, like make your food from scratch. Like, mm-hmm. that's an amazing thing.
Yeah,
but
100%.
Like the fact that you're kind of like putting yourself into this role of like, that's kind of all you're good for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
I think, like, you know, there've been lots of movies I can't think of a title now, but, like, you know, sort of showing 1950s and, like, you know, the woman would already be up before the man and, like, make him a lovely breakfast and she looked really feminine and then he literally goes off to work with his newspaper and his hat and the car and then she spent the entire day cleaning the house and making food and picking up the kids and all this sort of stuff and then he comes home and he's exhausted.
Yeah.
So she's take his slippers off, poor love, because he's so tired.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, she's fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
If you have one child, and you are... like I said, picking them up from school every day, which is their ridiculous hours. Like it's 8:33.
Yeah.
3:30. You can't do anything. Or daycare. If you have little kids in daycare and a lot of when they're very young, you have to take them at like 8:30 and pick them up 11. You've basically got them out the door, which is very stressful with little children. You may or may not have managed to shower because you don't have help. You've got them to this place essentially so that you can have a break and they're socialized. By the time you come home, it's like 9, whatever. You've had a coffee. You've just like, you may have something to eat. You've got to get up and go back again. It's not relaxing. So this idea that all these women who are stay-at-home moms are just like, oh, having this great time with their feet up, you know, having the nails done all the time. They may manage at some point while your kid's in school to have a nail appointment.
Yeah.
You know, like, but they are not like this idea that they're getting, I mean, you have to get up at 5 to have your hair done and your, you know, I mean, I only feel now that my kids are older teenagers, you've got time to do a lot of stuff.
So they're like, what you're really saying is these people, this isn't reality, obviously. No. And you're saying that they are completely romanticizing this thing of like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like being a traditionally fetishized woman from like the early days.
Yeah.
That they stay home, they cook, they clean. Yeah. Everything's from scratch. It has to be the best.
They look
of the
amazing
best.
At all times.
They have to look amazing at all times. There's no room for error, kind of thing. Where it's like in reality.
That's not reality.
It's obviously not reality. But obviously, that's also Instagram and that's TikTok and that's all these.
Oh, 100%. It's a trend. But what I think is not helpful is I wish, and I think we are in a time when things are changing, like a lot of younger women like yourself. Looking at older women like myself, or women in our 40s, 50s, whatever, thinking, oh, I think you did that wrong. I'd prefer to do this. Mm-hmm. Which is fair enough, because like Gen X is really, my life is very different to my mother and my grandmother's life. My children's life won't be so, you know, it sort of changed very much. Women who are in their 50s are a generation where we changed a lot of things, right? And not necessarily did everything right. And I think it's right for women to look at older women and go, okay, I don't want to do that. I want to do this or whatever. And if you are in a situation where you can choose, because let's be clear here, most women cannot choose. We live in countries, you know, we're in Canada. I'm from the UK. So if you're in Canada, anywhere in Western Europe, US, if you want to live in a nice home, two people have to work.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about luxuries, about vacations and private schools and stuff like that. But if you want a car or you want, you know, anything, and even in countries with medical, you know, like the UK and France and Germany and Italy, where we have universal healthcare, life's expensive. We can see that. Go to the supermarket. So most women do not have this choice. I mean, it isn't a choice, is it? You're not, you're going to work because you kind of have to.
I feel like a lot of these women who are like in this like trad wife kind of trend thing, they are all living in kind of this isolated place. Do you get that vibe
too?
Yeah,
100%.
These women are, I mean, typically, I feel like, aren't living in the city.
I'm just looking at the... Yeah. I think there is a lot of that. There's quite a lot of people on Instagram, TikTok, who like live on a farm and stuff like that.
They have their groceries. Yeah. They're literally like getting their milk from the fucking cow. Like, it's a lot of literally just going back to the basics, which, again, there's nothing wrong with
this. There's nothing wrong with that.
But the fact that this is something... We have to talk about it because it's not like... This isn't normal anymore, right? Like in quotations, this is not normal to be doing this anymore. So why is it that women feel like they want to be going back into these traditional ways?
Sorry. I think the element of being a stay-at-home mom, I don't think that's the thing that's not normal. I think there are less of those because of what we were just talking about. I think the thing is a lot of younger women or women who are now starting to have kids, you know, late 20s, early 30s, whatever, are like, I actually want to be there. I mean, I hear my children saying this and their friends, like, I want to be there for my children. And I don't want to be like, working.
Do you have to give that up?
I don't want to be working 12, 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
Or I've seen a lot of kids who are teenagers say to their parents, right, you have these corporate jobs and you're never home. I don't want to be like that. I mean, of course, these are teenagers. They don't realize they're living in a nice house, go on nice vacations, drive around in a nice car and everything else because those parents are doing those jobs. And of course, they got to figure that out for themselves. They really have. But this sort of romanticizing of this element, like I was talking about, these influencers go, oh yeah, what would you like, grilled cheese or spaghetti bolognese? Like they're making the spaghetti. Nobody is making the spaghetti unless you're a lunatic. Like the child is 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Obviously you want to be giving that child fresh ingredients and you know, healthy food and whatever. You're lucky if the kid eats spaghetti because kids are not like that. I tried my kids on lots of things and I probably was a little bit stricter, like, you know, British. I didn't like go, okay, well, you don't like it. I'd be like, well, tough, you know, you've got to eat it.
Yeah.
Whereas kids are like, 1 week they like spaghetti. Then you'll get to Wednesday, I don't like spaghetti anymore. You know, I like cheese. And then it'll be Friday, I don't like cheese. So imagine you've made all this homemade cheese or homemade spaghetti. What happens to it then? I mean, it's just a kind of a crazy idea that you have that volume of time. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you have to look 1950s? Because I think the thing also is a lot of feminists or arch feminists, like what they don't like is the submissive nature of it. I know a lot of women in my generation who look down on women who don't work because they think they're submissive. They're wrong. They're not submitting. They have agreed with their husbands that they obviously both have jobs, both have a role, but one actually physically is paid for and they bring the money into the marriage and they share it.
Yes.
That's not what we're talking about. Like this whole 1950s thing is a little, like you said, creepy. Like you're like, submitting.
I don't know how else to describe it because it's like watching these videos is weird to me. And it's like a weird... And they come up on my feed. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't follow these women. Like, I don't want to really, like, learn about this in this way. Like, but, like, this comes up.
But
and then
the
you,
thing.
And then, exactly. And then you start watching it and you're like, wait, what the fuck am I watching here? Like, what is going on? Is this, like, this is obviously, you have to think, you're like, is this reality? What is happening here? Who are these people? Are they living in the U.S.? They're living in the U.S. Are they Mormon? No, they're not Mormon. You're like, what is going
on? I think,
I've
seen a lot of trad girlfriend and you're like, okay, so hang on. You're like a 23-year-old girl.
You don't have a job now.
What are you doing? Like, you know, that, if it was my daughter's, it would worry me a lot. Like, you know, if you're with a man and he wants to marry you or he wants to, like, give you something so you know, you own half the house or whatever it is, that's a bit different. But, I mean, I find that a little hard to kind of grasp, like, you know, what are you going to do? You're 24. If you're a traditional girlfriend, what if you're then not with this guy? Let's say you spend 3 years, 4 years, 5 years with the guy, you're not working. What the hell are you going to do? Even if he's given you a car or an income afterwards, it's not going to be the same. You're not going to have the same lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you don't have a job now to get the lifestyle back. Yeah. So it's all very kind of worrying to me. And I also think, in a sense, it's diminishing the trad, going back to the trad wife thing, it's diminishing a lot of women who are at home, who have, you know, multiple kids, or let's face it, one kid is a lot of work, and they're staying at home and looking after them. You're saying something about them, and that's not, you know, they're doing a job. Raising children is a job. It's very hard work, and it's kind of thankless. And, you know, like, you, your husband leaves at, let's say he leaves at 8 o'clock,
yeah,
and he comes back at 6:37 or whatever, kind of traditional time. You're with those kids, entertaining them that whole time. When's your time off?
Yeah, I mean,
if you're traditional.
So these traditional people, they aren't having kids, which is probably the most untraditional part about it.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Do most of them not have kids?
I really have no. I think they
so
they
bizarre.
Do.
I'm just looking at the definitions.
Well, because with the traditional girlfriend, like, obviously, like, they are fulfilling a need of the boyfriend.
Well, I think for most of these traditional girlfriends, what I'm seeing is they're getting a very nice lifestyle.
Right. So the girls are obviously getting something out of it.
Right.
But they don't have a commitment of marriage yet.
No.
So they're working in sexual kind of.
Well, yeah, traditional in that. Yeah.
Traditional,
yeah.
Sexual.
Yeah.
I hate saying sexual favors, but like,
right,
in,
yeah,
kind of case, that's, yeah, sort of what it's like, right? Like, yeah, where he comes home from work. You've obviously, like, let's, you know, you've been a good, you're a good cook. You cook all day for him. And then he comes home, he's exhausted. You kind of pour him a glass of whiskey and you fuck him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is that the relationship? I need to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing is, it's not helping young women, particularly in their aspirations of who they want to be with and whatever. I mean, you know, I would say, and I say this to my children, mm-hmm, I say this to anybody, you know, if you're looking for a partner, for a man, you should look for a man. I always say this, and this is quite traditional, who will step up,
mm-hmm,
who will, like, when you have children, he's okay if you don't work or you work some of the time or whatever. And he's happy if you're happy. I mean, that's what I looked for, and that's what I got. And that's quite traditional. And I'm some of the things I do are quite traditional, and what my husband does is quite traditional. But then on the flip side, he cooks, I don't cook.
Yeah.
And I do all, like, the sort of stuff with the kids, and he's never sort of done that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very traditional, but I don't cook. So, well, that makes it quite modern. I literally, as you know, cook nothing.
No, I can't even cook an egg.
I can cook an egg. I'm not that bad. And I have roasted a chicken twice in my life, but I don't cook because my husband likes it. It's very good, mm-hmm, at it. But, and that works for us. Maybe,
yeah,
it doesn't work for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine, her husband does all the laundry.
Right.
And he's actually quite a traditional guy, but he does all the laundry. She hates doing laundry. She does all the cooking.
That works.
All the laundry. Works. And you're like, well, fine. You do what, I mean, surely that should be the thing. It do what works for you. So,
well, there has to be a balance. And this balance here
is odd. Yeah.
It's just, there's a reason that we got out of these kind of traditional values. And that's,
yeah,
because women are so sick of just being looked at as something to only care for men and children.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, we should want our own lives and have our own friends and not be isolated into just this way of thinking.
Yeah, but I think that's where it becomes weird, is you can very easily, and there are millions of stay-at-home moms,
mm-hmm,
who have their own life, they have their friends, they have their stuff going on, they're just not actually going to a quote-unquote traditional job,
mm-hmm,
and making money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you have multiple kids, and I'm saying, you know, if you actually did all the things, and I'm not talking about making your own pasta and making your own cheese, whatever the people on TikTok are doing, cheese toasties. I'm talking about, like, you have to get your kids to school for most places is 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick them up at 3:30. You got to make sure they have lunch. You got to feed them when they come home. Most children these days have hundreds of activities. They have homework.
Yeah.
You're not done until 9 o'clock. There isn't actually this idea that women, stay-at-home women, have all this time. So they're taking these kids to school. Then they're coming home, running all the errands. Then they're doing all the things. And depends, maybe you look after the household bills as well. There's that too.
Yeah.
You're doing all of that. You're doing all the washing. You're doing all the ironing. Doing all the cooking. Doing all the shopping. And then children have all these you know, dental appointments, medical appointments, then you do all of that too. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So if you decide that that's, you want to do that and only do that and not have any help, you know, of any sort of kind.
Well, that's what I don't, there's no way that these traditional wives don't have help with at least the cleaning.
Yeah, and I think that's a separate issue. I think women who talk to themselves about cleaning is like, you know, you have to do your own cleaning. If you want to do your own cleaning, go ahead. But,
yeah.
You know, but there's something, there's something off about it, isn't there? There's something almost like you're saying, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you have to look amazing and have all these frilly pinnies on and frilly whatevers and have your hair all bouncy, which the reality is no, you've probably, if you've gone to the gym, you'll have got up at 5 or run or whatever before your kids get up, which is what a lot of mums I know would do. We'd get up at 5 or 6, run or whatever while dad was at home, get their exercise out the way, be back at 6:30, start getting the kids up, breakfast, blah blah blah. Well, when have you got your hair done? And your, I mean, it,
well, because like when, you know, what happens when there's like an emergency, like, you know, there's like a death in the family or something bad happened.
Yeah.
Right. It's not all like coming up roses.
Yeah,
right.
That's
like
the thing,
what happens when there's an actual something that you have to be serious about and like you don't have time for this and that, yet everyone is used to you taking care of everything. So when there's a point where
that does happen.
Get your hair fucking done.
Yeah, that
But then that's when your husband starts going like, "Hey, why do you look like shit?" You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like,
yeah,
because I'm having a fucking midlife crisis.
Yeah, there's a sort of level of like weirdly traditional. Like they've conflated the two things.
Mm.
Like you can be a cool stay-at-home mom who, you know, is amazing for her children, always there, and the children really obviously benefit from that. The more their parents are around, the more they benefit. I mean,
of course,
it's a reality. And, you know, I say my kids are probably the first generation of kids. Many of them went to daycare.
Mm.
My kids didn't go to daycare, but many of them went to daycare. And that has an impact on kids. And, you know, we can argue about what's right and wrong and whatever. And at the end of the day, it's what's right for you. What's right for one person and one couple is not right for the next couple. What I wish people, particularly women, would stop doing is judging the woman. Like if you went, you had a corporate job and an amazing career and you had 3 children and you had a nanny or whatever you did, fine. And your friend had 3 children and was a stay-at-home mom and did everything, great. Let her live her life. You live your life. Mm-hmm. Leave each other alone. But that's not what happens.
No.
We have to judge continuously. I mean, I've experienced it. It's horrible. I don't understand it. Like, I'm doing me, you do you, leave me alone. And this traditional wife thing to me is another level. It's part of that. Like, why can't we just be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, go and be, make your own noodles or whatever.
Yeah.
But we don't need to have a trend around this.
Yes.
So some women who are stay-at-home wives will be like me and aren't particularly good at cooking.
It's
and
like
they'll
that
try
comparison
their best.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's some kind of weird standard. So are you saying that it's only good enough to be at home if you do look like this and make your own cheese?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
you can't get over the making your own cheese.
I cannot.
Unbelievable.
Cannot get over it. I knew this woman once who made her own yogurt and I was just like, they got great yogurt in the supermarket. I mean, I just don't understand it. It's like I'd see all these women killing themselves. Like at school, you'd have, like, there's always something you have to bring when the kids are little, like cakes and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one mum who never baked a cake ever. I think I once made muffins. And I'm just like, you're killing them. These kids don't know the difference.
Yeah.
But they don't. Like, they don't care. They just want to take something in that's got bright colors and they won't, they won't eat it anyway. You know, whatever. They'll eat half a bite and whatever. But I mean, on the other hand, I'm being judgmental. All power to you if you can make cake, because I can't bloody make cake. If you can make cakes for your kids, that's brilliant.
Look, I want to know if any of our audience is maybe a traditional, let's say, girlfriend or wife.
Yeah.
Or what are your thoughts on it? Like, this is kind of something new that's coming up again. And it's also part of the kind of conservative, more
TikTok-y thing. There's a lot of that.
Things.
Yeah. And people are getting very into that, making
that
it political
thing. But it kind of is.
Well,
but,
yeah.
I want to know if any of our audience has any thoughts about this, because it is a very could be divisive subject. Or maybe you're on the traditional wife part of that and you love your life. And I want to chat with you about that. That's, you know, or maybe you're a man whose woman is a traditional wife.
Yeah.
And yeah. What, you know, what's the story there? So that's what I want to know. And you guys can go to sharemytruth.com and you guys can leave us a voicemail or send us an email about it.
We'd like to know.
Any other thoughts, Mel?
No. I mean, I guess my only thought is I just would like it if people would not judge each other. And this, to me, the fact that it's a trend seems like a little judgy. Like, I keep saying,
it's like, this is the only way to be. Do it this way.
Or a stay-at-home wife.
Can't believe you're still using mother, Wonder Bread kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, like looking down on you. If you are a stay-at-home mom looking after your children, which I know is a huge job, and you have an amazing partner, you're in an amazing relationship, a partner, you both support each other, you've mm-hmm. agreed to do that, your husband supports, brings the money in, mm-hmm. you do everything else. I mean, and you've agreed that, and you have a loving relationship, all power to you. Mm-hmm. And you're happy as the woman. You're fulfilled. I think that's the last thing I would say is a lot of women assume that women who are doing that role are not fulfilled. And of course, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Of course they can be. If that's what they wanted and that's what they're doing, why can they not be fulfilled?
Let's hope so. Let's just hope so. I don't buy it, to be honest. I am on the side of like, you need fucking more in your life. But obviously, I'm a much different person than these people, but I'm on the side of like, you need more in your life than just your family. There has to be more in your life that you need some other kind of passion, because when you're not getting, because this happens a lot, I don't have experience with it personally because I don't have children, but you know, you're not getting, it's a thankless job, like you said, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very unappreciated job. So, either you're a fucking saint if mm-hmm. you don't need those thank yous and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But it's fucking hard work and you need something out of that to kind of make you feel like yourself again.
Yeah, 100%. But that doesn't necessarily have to be a job. That could be a lot of different things.
Yeah, it could be a hobby, of course. I'm not saying a job. I'm just saying charity work.
You have a very, you know, you keen interest in something. I don't know, you read a lot. It could be a lot of different things. And also your children go through lots of different stages. So when they're little, lot more hands-on, and then, you know, maybe you can have more as they get older. But I just think it's so individual. It also depends where you live, your lifestyle. Do you live in a sort of country, rural setting, city setting? That's very different.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, girls are literally taking the bacon home, making it.
Exactly. Do what you want. Oh, God. Live your life. That would be what I would say.
All right, guys, let us know what you think. We can't wait to hear from you. Love ya.
Next time.
Sharing My Truth Pod is so excited to partner with Vibrator.com, where the A in vibrator is the number 8. This is an extremely exclusive code where no other podcast has it. If you go to Vibrator.com right now, use the code MS15, that's MS15 at Vibrator.com. You can now get 15% off anything in store. That's any sex toys for you, your partner, your neighbor, your mom. We don't judge. We don't care. Get it now. Go to the link in our bio, put in the code, and get jiggy with it.
Thanks so much for listening. Please rate and review this podcast and follow us on social at Sharing My Truth Pod. And leave us a voicemail on our website, sharingmytruth.com, to share your stories and experiences with us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.